Good morning. On the phone line right now, we have our friend from Make-A-Wish, Billy Joe. How's it going this morning?
Great, Andrew. How are you today?
I am doing really well for a Monday. I will say that right now. Beautiful blue skies. This is what I love to see about North Dakota.
Absolutely. Me too. It just brightens up your spirits, doesn't it?
I will say that 100%. You know what also brightens up my spirits? Make-A-Wish. So let's talk about it a little bit. You guys are doing such a good job over there. What's going on?
Well, let's just start with the basics, shall we? So just wanted to make sure, since this is kind of our kickoff of our Make-A-Wish Mondays with y'all, we just wanted to share our mission is number one. So together we create life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses. And we have a vision to grant every eligible child in North Dakota their wish. And this all started with a little boy who wanted to be a police officer, and he inspired a whole movement, and it's now global. We have granted, not North Dakota alone, but with a whole bunch of other people, have granted over 520,000 wishes across the world.
It's incredible stuff.
It's a privilege and an honor.
So what's going on this week? Do you guys have anything scheduled up?
Well, we just granted a little girl her gazebo wish up in the Minot area, Kenmere. So she has her little gazebo so she can be away from the bugs and she can enjoy herself. And we've granted over 1,000 wishes like Lily's in North Dakota. So we were founded in 1985 by a whole bunch of, four caring individuals who said, you know what, I bet there are kids who receive diagnoses who could receive some hope and joy that a wish actually provides.
So what can people in the Twin Towns, what can people in Breckenridge and Wahpeton do to help make a wish?
Yeah, so we are a small and mighty team of staff, and we depend on about 150 volunteers across the state, including right there in Wahpeton Breckenridge. And you have a small but mighty roster of volunteers there, but they always can need help. So that can be helping with events, so fundraising events. It can also be helping discover a child's wish or revealing that their wish is coming true. It can be helping out promoting, going to a school and talking about Make-A-Wish and what it has done for area kids. So we have kids in your area who unfortunately have been diagnosed. I think that's the thing I also want to stress is that even though we were in a pandemic here these last couple of years, you know, diagnoses didn't stop. Kids still were getting sick and still needed some hope and joy in their lives. And we are here. And I wish we didn't exist, Andrew. I wish we didn't, because that would mean cures for everyone, right?
Right.
But until that time comes, we're here to and just bring that hope. And I tell you, they fall into four categories generally, Andrew. So it's I wish to have a gazebo like Lily, or I wish to meet someone. So we work with our national partners who have celebrity contacts. And so if you wanted to meet Lisa Boudreau or, you know, whoever, you know, from your favorite celebrity like John Cena, they make that happen. So or you can go somewhere. That's been a very big popular wish, is to go somewhere outside of North Dakota, or to be someone. So sometimes you want to be a police officer, or our 1,000th wish in North Dakota was to be a queen for a day.
Wow. How is that?
Yeah, so it all started out with Callie getting woken up with a princess. One of the Miss America gals came and was giving her lucky charms for the morning, and then a limo whisked her away to get her hair done, and she put on a pretty dress, and she had her crown, and the Mandan folks gave her, the mayor gave her the key to the city, and she had ice cream. She was a ball. It was a ball. It was her queen for a day. She was just, the community rallied around her, and that's what kids need. And actually, it's not that we just think this. We've actually studied this. So 9 out of 10 wish parents say that a wish experience really helps a family from just relieves them from that traumatic stress of receiving a diagnosis.
Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We're going to talk to you every Monday. Is that correct?
Once a month.
There you go. Once a month, we'll talk about Make-A-Wish with Billy Joe. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Andrew. Make it a great day.
I'm going to try to. You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KBMW.